Is there any truth in the law of attraction? I read someone's email this morning and in it the dude says, it is important to bet on the person and not on the deal.
Why?
Because deals are a dime a dozen. So, he says, it is important to bet on the process, no on the result. Not on the pot of gold. And if there is a person going to do the process, hell, you should bet on the person first, and only if you deem you should, only then bet on the process. It is the classic example of not putting the cart in front of the horse. But, alas, knowing what to bet on and in what order requires a little bit of thinking. Knowing who to bet on requires some awareness, emotional intelligence, and knowing what is real and what is not. Knowing what is relevant and what isn't. If my visitors, if my readers were more intelligent, if they could tell the process from the goal, I would have hordes of people signing up to my courses. But alas, they, you, can't think, and cannot take your eyes of the pot of gold. And cringe when someone talks about a process to reach it. The rules I am stating above apply to anything. So they are principles, true in any and every area of life. Of course they are violated in as many. Violated in medicine, in pharmacology, in politics, and of course in business. Because humanity as a whole behave like a bunch of school children, unaware and don't even know it. But when can ask any person if they are intelligent, they will say yes. Even if they tell themselves they are stupid a lot. High self-awareness is rare. When I had a publishing company, I tested people on their intelligence, not on their specific knowledge of the actual job I needed fulfilled. An intelligent person can be trained. An unintelligent person will bring all their superstitions to the job. Instead of looking what it is that needs to be produced. So yeah, intelligence wins. Hordes of people, books, courses teach the law of attraction to about a billion people. The courses are tailored to unintelligent people. They emphasize the results, not the process. The results keep the students' eyes trapped there, and the teachers get away with never saying what there is to say. There is a long process that takes you to a high vibration, to be able to be grateful, and unless you engage with those processes diligently, exactly and successfully, you are shit out of luck. I use energy-assisted processes, so I see a lot of these people who believe in the teachings of the law of attraction, but want assistance in the processes. Abracadabra. The Aramaic phrase abra, will create, kadabra, as I speak, meaning I will create as I speak. Yeah, you can when you get to the vibration of integrity, when you learn to cause your speaking, when you can fully trust yourself because you are trustworthy. And then you can create with your words. You will create as you speak. But not until then. The inane people who invented affirmations didn't know that you, on the level of intelligence, on the level of integrity, on the level of vibration, you don't create anything different than what you have been creating ever since you were 3 years old. And they don't tell you because they probably don't know that there is a process to get there. I tell you. And then you get to the main issue, are you the kind of person who will do, consistently, precisely what the process tells you to do, or are you the person who will do a little bit here and there? Because, you see, the process can be the best, but not done exactly, not done enough, not done all the way won't get you the result the process can get you. Your past performance, of course, is a strong clue. If you have never done anything diligently, precisely, and long enough, then the likelihood that you will do the process that gets you to where you can create as you speak is not likely. If you have done much that way, diligently, etc., then your chances of being willing and able to do what there is to do are higher. But without doing what you need to do the way I say is what is the essence of a process. So you see, when I bet on the person, I am likely to be on a winning path. The Anna Karenina principle really shines here. The people who achieve the level of I create as I speak are very few, and they are all similar. The people who don't have their own way of not getting there. They want life to be pleasant and easy. Or they never want to make a mistake. They want to do things their way. They want to look good while they are doing it. Oh, they want to keep hate, and entitlement and all that jazz. They want to have their asses wiped. They cannot tolerate discipline. For them fear trumps it all. They want something for nothing. Etc. 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 You find yours on that list, and now you understand why you are not going to get to the place where you create as you speak. Because you won't. Is it possible to change? It is, but it is a hard and rocky road. Treacherous. And more importantly, how you have been has some benefits that you are not willing to give up. I myself had to give up many so-called benefits. Quite a few. And it was, every time, like jumping off the high diving board. You don't know life without those. So it required of me to have a vision of something better, and allow the Spirit to guide me. Commitment. Commitment to something better. All commitment comes from the Spirit. After five high dives, I had the first one in 1977, my spirit was alive enough to hear and ask me to commit to its flying. That was in late 1985. You see, you need to ask yourself if you are the kind of person who is willing to give up, forever, some of the treasured benefits. Like lying, pretense, or blaming and justifying. Comfort. Being the prince or the princess. The lure of instant riches. Ask yourself and look. If you answer fast, you'll know that you are lying. And that makes you immediately fail the test. You'll know that you won't do what there is to do to get where you claim you want to get to, create as you speak. The essence of the law of attraction is that abracadabra. I will create as I speak. Meaning, I will be like God. The Creator, whatever that was, created with its words. The job of my process is to elevate yourself to the level where you can create with your words. Create what belongs to you. You won't create stars, and rocks, and living things with your words. Or money. But you will create your attitude, being, in the moment, you will create your words, and you will create your actions. Nothing else belongs to you, therefore nothing else will you be able to create with your word. That means that even when you get to the level of integrity and power where you can create as you speak, you will still need a vehicle, other people, actions to get the pot of gold you so fervently desire. If you are a magical thinker, the work is not for you. You'll always think yourself out of what there is to do. Your word won't have any power, because you'll always bet on some supernatural power to give you what you are not willing to work for. So yeah. And I guarantee that you cannot change your mind either. You'll be excited one moment, and unexcited the next. Until you get excited by what needs to be doing. And not the result, you won't do what needs to be doing. That is a character flaw. And it doesn't look that way to you. So you don't see any reason to get rid of it. Sigh. I still have two students who are in the running. What is special in their history is this: the strategy they invented when they were little has never produced the feel-good results they expected. So they are still open to changing their strategy. Maybe even adopting the strategy I offer, the process. The process to get to a place where you can create as you speak. And then create what belongs to you, do what is yours to do, and start loving yourself, loving your work, loving your life. And not the result the three-year-old wanted. Attention, acknowledgement, being the Superman, or whatever it was. We shall see. It seems that I may live long enough to see these two people through. I experience fear. It's a good sign. It means that I am on the right path. One more thing. The hardest thing to give up is the hope. The opposite of hope is certainty. In certainty you are in reality. You count on yourself and on what you know is true. In hope you are in La La Land. Imaginary, and no truth whatsoever. Taking my courses is a threat to your unfounded hopes. You'll see, clearly, for a moment what is that you have based your hopes on, and see that they are not real, not true, and not sturdy either. So what people do is immediately, within 24 hours, they invalidate and forget what they learned. They return to hope. Most of them come back and try it again, expecting a different result. Why am I sharing this with you? Because you've been afraid to do a course or a workshop with me. You are afraid that I'll steal your hope. I cannot. It cannot be stolen. It can only be given up. If you do, you'll find a path. If you don't, you'll have your hope undamaged. I promise. If I have done your starting point measurements this year, and measure number 37 says you can let you of your self-concern, yes, and the percentage is under 30%, you may be trainable to create as you speak. Don't have your starting point measurements? Get them now. It's inexpensive, and will help you see where you could work on yourself to have more of what you want. Get your starting point measurements. I have done 73 starting points measurements this year alone. Thus far I have had 18 people who, to some degree, match the profile, the person, who could be, maybe, trained to create as they speak. To find out what is your self-concern you are or aren't able to let go, you may want to attend the Money Roots workshop. P.S. One of the questions one may ask, when you consider that the who is more important than the process or the result is this. Would I bet on this person? If it is a teacher, or a partner, or a student. And to ask, would I bet on myself?